Andy, congratulations. Must be a fantastic feeling.
Yeah, it is. I'm so pleased for the lads. You know, I put such pressure on them since the last game to prepare right and be ready for what was coming today. You know, and they carried it out absolutely to the letter. John Danby's had one save in the 90th minute from a free kick which bounced before him. So that's testament. If you do things right, you can stifle TNS. The pitch was difficult. The pitch was heavy, but it was for both teams. You know, and I'm very proud of the lads tonight.
George Horan at the back was immense.
Yeah, George did great. You know, you needed. You know, when the way we blocked them off, and the only options they had was to put it forward. Then and George won so many things. And Linney, I just said to Linney, you know, he couldn't have performed like that £9 ago. So that's what he's done since I've come in. You know, he's dropped £9 and he looks a different player altogether. Mm. Everyone to a man just gave everything, you know, and they're shattered in there. And it's a reward for, you know, I said before the game, it was 22 games that they'll be judged on, you know. But look, since I've come in, I mean, you know, I believe we're top of the league in form. But you know, we're judged on 22 games, and nobody at Connors Quay is taking any credit for getting in there, because with the group we've got, we should be in there. You know, so I'm not saying we've done fantastic or anything. Like, you know, that's where this group should be. You know, and I'm not jumping from the rooftops. I'm proud as punch today, but that's where Connors Quay should be. You know, and we will be bringing people in, and you know, we're going to go full out, and we will have a massive say in who gets into Europe this year. Connors Quay will have a huge say in who gets in.
First defeat of the season for the new Saints. What's the secret?
I don't know. We've had a couple. You know, we've trained hard and we've been drilled. And you know, like I say, it's hard to do what we did today on their pitch because their first touch is so good. You know, we focused heavily on affecting their first touch today because they don't look at the ball. They zip the ball off before it even gets to them. You know, they've already got a picture in their head because of their rotations. Today, they were going to have to take a touch, and we worked on affecting that first touch then and then locking on. And you know, and they did great. Some days, you know, you don't get the breaks, but you know, they were fantastic.
Did you know the scores or the results in the how things were in the other matches?
Half time, we were told. So you know, what we were thinking was we got to concede three goals to get knocked out. You know, and so then you're counting 60, 70, 80, and you know, and I felt we'd stifled them at the end. You know, they'd run out of ideas, and credit to Craig and Darlow, they tried every option to try and change it. They were 4-3-3, they were 3-5-2, they were 3-4-3. You know, they tried everything, but you know, it just wasn't their day. But I'm sure they'll be looking forward to playing us again.
And the hard work starts now.
The hard work starts now, yeah, absolutely. The hard work started from the day I came in. You know, and we've had to, you know, we've had to really graft. We've had to get fitter, we've had to get leaner, and I think they are. And you know, I'd love with the backing of the chairman to bring a few faces in and freshen things up, you know, and give us different options. But you know, they've shown today with what they've done that there's more than enough in there to win games of football in the Welsh League and to beat TNS. I mean, that's only their second defeat in over 2 years. You know, Airbus beat them last year at the end, and so you know, credit to them as well.
Many, many congratulations and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Cheers.